Welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Janice, you're ready to have some fun.
Yep.
Yeah. Janice, let's jump right on into things because you have such an amazing story. And I just want to say up front, for Vance and Stacy Rogers, we have certain people that we put on a kind of a fictitious pedestal. And I know some of us have people in our lives that when we grow up, we want to become just like, you know, fill in the blank. I want to become just like that person. Janice, you're on that list for us, by the way.
Ah, how sweet.
Okay.
Thank you.
Because you're crazy. You attack life. You want to have fun. And when Stacy and Vance at the end of the day or at dinner or whenever we see each other, last night I was in the garage. I was out in the garage petting the cat. She pulled in and we immediately just started swapping stories. And one of her coworkers said, you know, you are really funny. And Stacy said, well, that's my job, is to make people laugh, is to bring in joy. Now,
amen.
Some of our other coworkers don't say that. But Janice, every time we get together, either on a Zoom or on a conference call, or I know we've been together in person, I want to start by asking you to explain this concept that you use, and it's your life story when it comes to Niken, and you use the word cocoon. Talk about that.
Ah, well, that's a cocoon of rest. You know, I believe all the products go together. And my way of figuring out how they are is owners. We got that a number of years ago. Oxygen, water, nutrition. E is energy. And R is rest and relaxation. And then S is supplements or success or both. So that's what I use. And, you know, when I talk to people, I say, how can it get any better than something that's non-invasive, non-habit-forming, no side effects? Can't get any better than that. You listen to people talk about the side effects that they get from different things. You see it on television, the side effects. You know, use this product, but if you get these side effects, you know, call your doctor. I mean, you know, we never have to think about that when we use Niken. We just never do. And I just got the new pillow, and you know, you think that you're absolutely, ultimately sleeping at your best till you get a new project, and then it just gets better. It's amazing. It's just amazing to me. And I don't know what they have in Japan that we don't have. I understand they have 600 products, and we have 115 or so. But I just know that these products enhance my life, and they help me to get into my octogenarian year ready to rock and roll and not be sitting down on the sidelines of life watching everybody do it. So,
now
you know, those are important to me.
Right. Janice, you just said something that probably went over most people's heads because they're not – we were talking about this yesterday with my nephew and another young man. You said your octogenarian years, is that the word you use? Yeah, which means what? Explain that.
Octogenarian means 80. And what I understand about 80 is when you get to be 80, you get to do anything you want to. Which is funny when I bring that up to people because they'll say, well, I'm already doing everything I want to, you know. But the but for me is I know some people who have been sidelined and can't get out of bed in the morning. So that's where my gratitude starts, is right there. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm just grateful I get out of bed every morning. So I said one of my best friends couldn't get out of bed for 9 months because she had an infection in her knee she didn't know what to do about or whatever, you know. And the good news is she's one of my customers. So, you know, she just got her a new comforter, and you know, it just goes from there. The other thing that I like to say to people is, oh no, I've got a restraining order on the COVID virus. So far, so good. I red ribbon around my front tree to show, you know, to remember that concrete operational that no, I've got a restraining order on it. And then I say, and it's the products that can help me do that. I've got three air machines in my house, and it takes that virus out of the air within minutes. Not that we're talking about the virus anymore, but nonetheless, it kept me from getting it. And I never can figure out why people wouldn't follow my way, but they don't.
Right. And Janice, we have to be careful because we can't make any medical claims. But I remember one of the times that Dennis Williams, the gentleman that introduced our family to NECAN years ago, we live in a national scenic area, and the Columbia River Gorge, the Columbia River cuts through the Cascade Mountain Range. And so during the, like today, it's not really winter, it's fall, but we will have gusts 40 to 45 miles an hour. And for some people, they're like, holy smokes, how do you guys live there? And I said, we live peacefully. It's wonderful. Because all that kinetic energy, those negative ions that are just blasting down the gorge, it, as Dennis Williams said, I guess you don't ever have to worry about stale air. Nope. Never. I think what I just heard you say is if we could simulate that in our homes, do something that NECAN introduces to us that we have available. Dr. Gary Linder, Tuesday night, did an amazing presentation, and I want you to talk about that as well, because you just said, you know, I put a restraining order, and I love that terminology because it's funny. And again, you're not making a medical claim saying, look, you get this air unit and you won't get COVID. That's not what you said. I didn't hear you say that at all.
I am only talking about my health, you know. You decide what you're going to do about your health, but I'm only talking about mine. And that's my goal all these years has been to take care of this body so well that I can be looking forward to a cruise in my 80th year. And looking forward to, you know, living it full out. That was the goal that I gave to myself at 50. And then I found NECAN at 58. And there'd been some things that happened in my life when I was younger that said that I would probably have Parkinson's. And I said, I'm not going to sign up for that. Meat is preventative medicine. It's just preventative medicine, you know, in every which way. And so,
I want to go back to, you said you were introduced to NECAN at 58?
Yes.
And what was that experience? Because some people get introduced to the whole wellness home, and other people, it was like, my friend introduced me to this roll of duct tape, this kinetic tape, and I had some joint issues, changed my life. Other people say, it was the water. The water saved my life, you know. For you, what was it? Was it one or was it several products?
No, you know, at the time, I think we only had six products. And somebody had gotten into NECAN. She's since gotten out a long time ago. And, you know, she had these magnets for your shoes. And I was working on cement all the time and had shin splints. And so, you know, anything to keep me going, I was interested. So it just went from there. And the magnets in my shoes before my day was done at 4:30. You know, I could hardly wait to get off my feet and put them up for the rest of the day. And with the magnets in my shoes, I had a day at the end of the day. That's, you know, and that's good.
You know, I wish I'm going to go back and listen to this conversation because you've said like, half a dozen pithy sayings that I'm going to incorporate into my life. Because doesn't everybody want a day at the end of the day? my BFF, Larry Hafner, said to me last night when he called me, he said, can I come over? And I said, absolutely. That was great. And he said, well, I know how you and Stacey are. You guys like to go to bed early. And I just, it was 7:30 at night, Janice. And I'm like, here's the 80-year-old guy telling the 54-year-old guy that he goes to bed early. I'm like, what the heck? But on that note, because I've never met anybody that says, oh, I don't want to have a day at the end of the day. I've never met anybody, but they don't know that they could because they don't know it's possible. So fast forward at 58, so that was a few years ago, you get this new pillow that you ordered. You talked about it a little bit already, but I want to go back to that so we make sure we understand. Because there's a lot of folks out there that say, well, I sleep great. I got the whole Nikan, you know, sleep system, and I'm using the pillow that I fell in love with, you know, 25 years ago. Most people think I'm crazy because it's very hard. I don't like the fact that I wake up in the morning with this new Makura pillow, Janice, and my hair's all messed up. I don't like that. Okay. But that encourages me to get some water. And because Addie and I, our 12-year-old, because I complimented on how beautiful her hair looked in this new style that she's wearing. And, but what say you? What are your, because you've had it for what, a little over a week now? What's going on with your sleep?
Well, I know that I'm in a deep dream sleep when I'm dreaming good, you know, and it just seems like it just gets better and better with the dreaming. So that's my goal, is to get in a deep dream sleep. And if you've got, you know, another product, I mean, I've got all the pillows too. However, as a consultant, what I learned a number of years ago is when the people ask you, well, do you have that product? You want to be able to say yes. And so I don't want to say to people, yeah, I got the magnets for my shoes and that's all I need. You know what I'm saying? As a consultant, I strive to get the next best thing and try it out so I can say to the people I'm talking to that, wow, this is, I mean, that other pillow was good, but this one is great. And this is the reason why. And so the deep read sleep was, you know, the selling point for me, if you will.
So deep dream sleep. And again, I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, right out of, I think it's Proverbs 3:24. When you lay down, one translation says, when your head hits the pillow, your sleep will be sweet. So again, Janice, when your head hit this pillow, was it instantaneous? You fell asleep, or did you wake up with hair that's pristine? You don't even have to use a brush. Was there anything drastic, or has it just been a few days of like, wow, we took it to a whole new level that I didn't think was possible?
Well, that's what it felt like, is a ladder. I just took it to a new level that I didn't know was possible. And that's what I always expect from Nikan. We're a research and development company, and I expect that the next thing is that they've done their research, they've developed a new product to make it even better than what they had before. So it's trust in Nikan, and I do, you know. And that's another thing that I like to say is I won't put my hat in the ring with somebody that doesn't have, you know, good products, high integrity, and a good support system. And we know that Nikan's got all three of those. We can trust Nikan for all of that, and that's what I love about it. I wake up every morning falling in love with Nikan again.
You know, and there's so much more here that we could unpackage, because I know that you and I have been able to share along this Nikan journey many, many, again, I alluded to this earlier, many times. We may not be together in person, as you know William Todd taught us, but we're together as one, because we're on the same page, we're on the same team. We agree on so many different things that are not differences. It's like, well, that makes sense. Let's follow that plan. That makes a lot of sense. Because we're out living and we're out energizing so many different people. When it comes to the five pillars, I don't think you or I have mentioned that. This concept that Meekin has, the five pillars of wellness. Healthy body is where we typically start because our bodies are not working the way they should. And then all of a sudden we start to discover, whoa, it's working a little better. This is good. Less drugs is better. And no drugs is the best. When you look at those five pillars, healthy body, healthy mind, healthy, you know, family, society, finances.
There you go.
All exactly. Five of those. Exactly. Explain that. What do you mean exactly?
Well, I mean, once again, that shows the balance of Meekin. If I'm just working on my body and my mind is going crazy, well, that's not healthy. You know, I need all five of those. I need all five of them. And so to have a healthy body, then that's taking care of that. And then I always want to have a healthy family. You know, I see fractured families and I just am down on my knees grateful for my family because, you know, we're not that. And that was one of my goals when I started having children is to, you know, have children who enjoy each other's company and do things together and they're best friends. It's just so beautiful. And it just gives me great joy.
Mm.
As you may or may not know that I lost a grandson the end of August and made a quick trip back to New Hampshire and we were all together at that time. And, you know, since then, that son of mine that lost that boy, he and my son here went to, North Carolina to watch a race. And a couple of the grandchildren went, you know, and that just always gives me such joy. That family, healthy family, you know, and, I always wish that they were all in Meekin with me, but that, you know, we know that that's the toughest ones to bring in.
Right.
So
right.
I can show the example is all I can do.
Right. No, and you use the word repeatedly now, the word joy. The word joy is so different than happy. It's so incredibly different. And yeah, what's that pithy phrase that I've heard many, many times? I'm going to a memorial service today, for a friend, and it's his son who passed away, major drug addictions most of his life. And at 38 years young, it finally took him. And I did know, by the way, I received a text from somebody in August and, yeah, we're not supposed to bury our children, ever, 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 and it's our grandchildren, or our great grandchildren, and that's. But you can, I love the way that you explained it. You said we can have joy, because we can learn from life experiences, and I know many a people who have lost children through a variety of different ways, and that it's always hard. But again. Going back to the healthy family, these pillars that when we strive to work, and I'm looking at something, and I don't know if you've ever heard this. I have a collection of things that I collected from my grandparents, and I had the opportunity for many years to go on trips with them. They always had motorhomes, and all of the placards that are my grandfather, I'm looking at several of them right now. In our garage, but I want to finish with this if I can, and I, for the sake of time. And I don't know if you've ever heard this, so I'm hoping you'll laugh. And if you don't, then I apologize up front. But this little placard, it's titled Four Things a Woman Should Know. And I think you know these, Janice, because I think you're living by them. Okay. And here's the four things in order. How to look like a girl. how to act like a lady, how to think like a man, and please, I'm just reading it. Don't beat me up for that one, okay? And the last one, and I think this so describes you, Janice Miller, the last one is, and how to work like a dog. And I'm glad you're laughing.
And once again, whatever our work is, if it brings us joy, then it doesn't seem like work.
And talk about that. Explain doing the work of Nikan, because it's really not work. People like you and me and so many others, it really doesn't seem like work, because it seems like we're playing and we get to introduce people to Nikan. Nikan just introduced this wonderful thing on Tuesday nights. And I think I saw that you were on it. I can't remember. There were so many people that joined. Oh, you weren't. Okay. But how do you do the work of Nikan? How do you work like a dog, so to speak?
Well, you know, something comes down the pike. And today I just text a lot of that stuff to different people and then see, you know, what the background of that is, you know, just willing to share Nikan to anyone who's willing to listen. There's certainly some people who aren't willing to listen. I have a friend who's, you know, all he wants to do is complain about how awful life is, but he's not willing to be open to anything else. So, you know, that's got to be in there too. We're always looking for people who are open to a new way of life, because it really is. It's a new way of life. And
it is.
Yep. And for those who aren't, you know, as I said, at 58, I was concerned about getting autoimmune that would take me out. And at 66, it took a friend of mine out. And so, you know, it was just another reminder, thank you, that I found something that's going to give me my goal to live full out to 100.
And that's a healthy goal, because that magic number of 66, that was my grandfather, my mom's dad. And he actually gained 6 more years of his life. He had a massive heart attack at 60. And the doc told him, hey, you need to change some of your lifestyle habits. And he did. And however, at 66, he dropped dead of a heart attack while he was out for his morning walk. But he still hadn't changed some of his other habits. He he wouldn't touch a vegetable if it came up and said, you know, hey, can you just open your mouth and let me jump in? No.
Yeah.
So anyway, but we can change our stars. We can change the outcome. And you're an example of that. And you never did say what your age is now. And I'm never supposed to ask a lady, which you are. But you said at 58, you were introduced to Nikan. And where are you at now exactly?
Well, in January, I become that octogenarian. I'm the same age as your parents.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's amazing.
And I'm already gearing up to celebrate full out that year, you know. And I was looking back over notes, and I've been with a group called Secrets of the Millionaire Mind with T. Harv Eker. And so at 70 years old, I got to go to warrior camp and up in Canada, you know. And so, you know, as I said, I have a couple of friends that can't get out of bed. One of them just died while I was in Hawaii. And, you know, to me, that's a tragedy. Spend your last years in bed.
Yeah. No, it's, I watched a thing on the news and I don't watch much news, but there's a thing that, the Japanese that were sent away to the internment camps during World War II, And there's a book. I would call it the Book of Life. And it's in San Francisco, and there's 125,000 names in this book. And they were interviewing all of these Japanese people who were, kids, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, whose names are in this book. And the guy who put this thing together, he's asked anybody who knows anybody who's still alive, come put your stamp. And so they're one by one there, and their goal is, if the people are still alive, to kind of authenticate, what's the word I'm looking for? Basically authentic. To say, hey, to say, yeah, that was me. And these elderly people that are in their 80 and above, 80, 90, and there was one couple, they were both kids. And I just was so empowered, and I thought, this is what Nikken has given us. A Japanese wellness company has given us the opportunity to change our stories, to give us the opportunity to be in this Book of Life if we want to. But we have to make that decision. And Janice, you've made that decision. And again, I don't mean that lightheartedly. I'm very serious about that. I want to be like you. I want to be more like my parents, like my friend Larry Hafner, who just turned, 80. I was at his 80th birthday party. Dennis and Ruth Williams. I spoke with, we got to chat last week. He's in his 80s. I'm like, this is the people that I want to surround myself with now.
Absolutely.
So when I get to their age, I can still be doing this. I watch both my parents, and I'm thinking, holy smokes, how do you people do it? Well, I know how they do it. that's a beautiful thing. Janice, I'm going to – yeah, go talk again. Let's finish where you started, that cocoon thing. You sleep in a cocoon.
Yeah. They sleep in a cocoon of life. That's what they do, And that regenerates you, because sleep is where we regenerate. I mean, once we, realize that, I believe that we were the starters of people realizing how important sleep is. When you sleep in that cocoon of life, your body starts breaking down. You must get your rest in order to do life on life's terms, full out. It's huge.
And again, That concept of a cocoon. When I first heard you say it years ago, you said, well, I climb in my cocoon every night, and then you emerge as a what?
I come out. Oh, I go in like a tired old caterpillar and come out a butterfly every morning. Isn't that what happens with cocoons?
Well, I say the same thing, because what I put my body through in any given day, and I'm watching the 12-year-old that I get to keep up with, because it's a full deal. I mean, it's a full meal deal. When you say yes to parenting, and having a daughter who lives in Los Angeles and another daughter who lives in Washington, D.C., it's a lot. I mean, I don't have to keep up with them physically. Thank God. Thanks the good Lord. But keeping up with them mentally and staying, because I'm still their father, even though they're a long ways away. But that cocoon allows me. I love Stacy. We crawled into bed last night at 8 because we didn't have anything else going on, and it's okay. And so yes, Larry Hafner, we do. I mean, why not? If you enjoy that cocoon, you enjoy that.
Exactly.
It calls us.
It calls you. Come in. Pop in your cocoon and regenerate. Absolutely, it calls you.
Well, and I think of also, because I was texting her this week, Linda Morris, her mom, and Belva. She's older than you are, I think. And she said it best. She said, as we go into the winter months, this is just another little caveat here, folks, to remember this. As we go into the winter months, the days are less. There's less daylight. And our body, it's not going to object to sleeping a little more. It won't. And when I woke up this morning at 4:45, I went, wow, that is amazing. And I went, wait a second, it's really early. I don't need to wake up.
But you did pop into cocoon at 8.
Yeah, but hey, I didn't go to... Yeah. Yes, Larry, go ahead.
You can accomplish a lot from 8 o'clock to midnight. It's amazing. You really can.
I knew you wouldn't be able to resist. But, hey, here's a little known sleep fact. Little known, but it's proven. At least I think it's proven. Any hour of sleep you gain, that you get, that you emerge into that cocoon before midnight, you can actually double it. And I don't know, and I'm not going to divulge my source on this because some of you are going to say, oh, that's not true. It is. You could Google it. But I think Janice and Larry would both agree. But Larry's kind of a night owl, and there's lots of other people. But I do know statistically research is out there that proves. So if you go to bed at 10, between 10 to midnight, that's only 2 hours, but that's actually equivalent to 4 hours because our bodies can and I don't know why. I don't know if it's the circadian rhythm. I don't know if it's the moon. I have no idea why. But it just is. The downside for somebody like me is that my body wakes up when it's done sleeping. And so at 4:45 this morning, I was wide awake, ready to go.
Me too. Me too.
So,
okay, maybe
so Janice,
I should try that.
Yes, Larry, because you're in that 80 group, so maybe you should try that. Janice, thank you from the bottom of my heart. This has been truly wonderful. You brought so much joy and just plain laughter. And I know that you're going to continue doing that. I do want to make an announcement so it gets caught on the recording here that every Tuesday night, check your emails, check the WhatsApp, check Facebook, whatever modality you use to get information. But every Tuesday night at 5:30 p.m., that's 8:30 out on the East Coast, where Janice is at in New Mexico, that's 6:30. Live 15-minute presentation. Oh, right? Aren't you in New Mexico?
Arizona.
Arizona. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. Arizona. So we're on the same time zone. But every Tuesday night, live presentation. This coming, let me go back to my notes here. I've got it right here. And I'm sorry, I should have had it right in front of me. But Sherry Danzig, one of Nikan's all-star presenters, she will be talking about sleep, like what we just talked about. And it's short, it's sweet, only 15 minutes. Everybody can afford 15 minutes. And what you're going to learn from Sherry as a active, isn't she a chiropractor? Right? Or she works in that field or something?
Oh,
anyhow. Massage therapist. Okay, thank you. She's wonderful. She's fantastic. Tuesday night, check it out. Invite some people that want to learn about sleep. Obviously, it's going to be tilted towards the Nikan sleep system, the Nature Rest Fit, the comforter, this new Macura pillow, which is fantastic. I have a picture.
Well,
I'll send it to anybody who wants. Go ahead, Janice.
And the good news about that is people can't hear you. And so it's so important to take people to the guys from out of town and let them hear what you already believe because they can't hear you. And so just, you know, accept that they're not going to hear it from you. You could say that, but they're not going to hear you. But if you bring the guy from out of town and he's telling it, now they can hear it.
Yeah. We've all heard that phrase, a prophet is not accepted in his own town, and there's a reason for that.
Exactly.
So let these amazing people, and again, this is a brand new thing, and I've seen the schedule, and they've got them scheduled throughout the entire year. Ruben does a wonderful job of getting the thing going. So tune in. And if you don't have the information, reach out to somebody. They'll get it to you. It's a one push button Zoom link. It's so easy. And if Shirley Sanis, and I know Shirley's listening right now, if Shirley Sanis can get on, okay, way up there in the north, being technologically challenged, but she knows how to drive a computer. She has a license to drive a computer. And she did it. I saw it and I went, oh my goodness, she's on that list as well. When I get to that category, I want to be just like Shirley. You know, that woman's crazy. I mean, so anyways, Janice, thank you so very much.
You know, that's the woman that's been there and back again.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't hardly mm-hmm. walk across the floor till she found me again. So she's been
yeah.
there.
Hey, man.
She appreciates what we've got.
Yes. Go ahead. Right,
can I
give
you
right
a little
quick.
Short excerpt about my week?
Well, actually, Larry, I have something I want to request of you. So before you give that short thing, let me just do one thing real quick and make this final plug. My final plug is Tuesday night, folks. I can't wait to see you there. Thank you again, Janice, for being with us this morning. I really, really, I was looking forward to this all week long. Thank you. So, anyways. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks again to our guest, and we look forward to catching you again next Saturday. It'll be here before you know it. So for now.